Hi, it's Ellie here, one half of the Scummy Mummies. We do a podcast that's supposed to be about parenting, but we talk about all sorts of nonsense. Books, wine, comedy, farting, whatever really. Our latest episode is sponsored by Aviva, who offer life insurance to help provide some financial support for loved ones after you're no longer around, as long as you still hold the policy. It costs as little as a fiver per month. Go to aviva.co.uk for a direct quote in minutes. Terms and conditions apply. There is no cash in value at any time.
Night gathers, and my Now TV watch begins. It will not end until I have finished all 8 seasons of Game of Thrones. I shall take no spoilers, nor skip ahead. Instead, I will defend my house from eternal channel hopping. I am the watcher of brilliant shows like Chernobyl and The Wire. More than enough great TV to last even the longest winter. Your 7-day free trial awaits. To start your night's watch, simply search Now TV. 18 plus new entertainment customers only. Auto renews at $8.99 per month unless cancelled. Terms apply.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors, the Bay Area Betches.
Betches!
You're the Wyndham beneath our wings, Joe Wyndham.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Etchels!
Oops, she did it again. It's Brittany Montano. Erin McNicholas. She don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Sarah Greenwood. She only uses her power for good.
He makes us squee. It's Richie D.
Jamie. She has no last namey.
Ashley Schiavone. She don't take no baloney.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
One day you're Rachel's in, and the next day you're out.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Lisa Wallet. Now that's what I call wallentainment.
Higher than high res, it's Lauren Perez.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
Just saying, okay?
Christy Wowerty Dowerty.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Hannah, God, I love that banana. Anderson.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar.
Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie. Let's take off with Tamala Plain.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Yes, we should with Carrie Bridgewood.
Lourdes, the Lourdes of the Rings.
Shannon out of a cannon Anthony.
The incredible Edible Matthew sisters.
Give them hell, Miss Noel. Kelly Stump, the Stump Master.
Always ready for Nicole Passaretti.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva. No one can do it like Andrea Jewett.
Yes, we can with Howley, Carolyn, and Anne.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD. Nancy, cease and desisto. We love you guys.
Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens? Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Hello, welcome to Watch What Crappens. A podcast for all that crap we love to talk about on Ye Olde Bravs. I'm Ronnie Karam.
Hi, everybody. Hi.
And here I am with Ben Mandelker of The Real Housewares of Kitchen Island. Hi, Ben.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How's it going, baby?
Oh, you know, just living that paper straw life. Sipping some coffee out of a paper straw.
Are you?
Trying to enjoy the straw while it lasts.
Well, it's either enjoy that paper straw or lose your teeth to yellow coloring.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, it's more like either use the paper straw or, you know, make all the listeners listen to me slurp for an hour. And no one wants that.
Well, I'll do that, but it's just on my spit. So, everyone, welcome to the show today. Very big day. It's Below Deck Day. And then after this, we're going to do Below Deck Sailing Yacht on another podcast. And then doing our live shows. We're going to Birmingham this week to do the Summer House premiere. And then we're going to be in NOLA the next night doing Real Housewives of New Jersey. Those are going to be really fun shows. Come out and check them out. You can get tickets at watchitcrappens.com. And you can find all of our cities listed at that website for the rest of the year. We're going to be going really strong until the middle of summer. So go get your tickets. Also, our Patreon bonus this week is when we were traveling through Texas in the car together. So that's a really fun road trip.
That was great.
Passing cows and zebras. We saw some
Buc-ees.
Zebras.
I have my little Bucky's. Is it Bucky's beaver? Is it a beaver or an otter?
It's a beaver.
It's a beaver. I have my little Bucky's beaver that I bought. Whoa, I'm alliterating a lot right now. But I bought a Bucky's beaver in Texas, and I love him.
Yeah, so hear all about it over on the bonus episodes. Also, Crappens on Demand is used. Our video recaps, we do at least one a week. You can go find those. Everything is over on patreon.com. Also, I do a podcast called Rose Pricks. I didn't even say it today. It's a Bachelor show. Go listen to it. And what do you think of getting into this finale now, Ben?
Wow. Let's dive right into some Below Deck.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm into it. I'm ready.
Season finale, and wow, I mean, a season of misogyny ends with literal assault. That was fun.
Yeah.
Assault with sand. Assault.
Sand assault. It just gets worse and worse and worse. I am so ready to see these guys get roasted next week on the reunion.
Yeah,
they're
right.
Just the worst.
Andy won't do it because they're guys. Mm-hmm. And Andy's going to do his usual thing of like, are you sorry? All right. I'm not even convinced Andy watches Below Deck.
He's also going to do that thing where he's going to say, all right. Well, Kate and Riley, you've had what you've said. Now we're going to give them a platform. Come on, give them a platform. They haven't gotten a chance to speak yet. He does that for the guys all the time.
Yeah. And then they're not going to apologize for anything. And like Ashton said when he was on Watch What Happens Live, and Andy said, hey, are you going to go to therapy? Have you thought of going to therapy? Actually, it was a viewer who said that. And Ashton's like, well, you know, Andy, as I've always thought, therapy begins with yourself. So I'm doing my best to work on my... It's like, no, that's not doing your best.
No.
Working on yourself. Give me a fucking break. I work on myself. Look at me. I'm a fucking mess.
Mike, my question is this. Who between the guys, excluding Captain Lee, who do you think is the biggest misogynist of the group?
Kevin,
I agree. Originally, I was thinking Ashton, but I actually think Kevin has real anger issues towards women. I think that Ashton is more just standard societal misogyny mixed with whatever shit that he's going through. I mean, for sure, it's more like Kevin is misogynistic and Ashton is male entitled, if that makes sense.
Well, Ashton's like, Ashton fucks a lot. Like, Ashton has that misogyny where he wants to look at everybody like a meat puppet.
Yeah.
But he's a stripper, so he's also used to being a meat puppet.
Yeah.
Which doesn't make it okay. Like, he's still a blatant misogynist. I just think Kevin is worse because Kevin has an obvious, horrible, horrid problem working. Ashton has a horrible problem working with women in that he's either trying to fuck them or fight with them.
Like, yeah, no condescending.
Between, really. Yes.
Yeah. He's like condescending.
Kevin has a seething anger that really just...
Yeah, Kevin is like someone you'd expect to be on the internet on like 4chan talking, spreading memes about women and how they've ruined our lives and how, like, you know, when you're talented chef like I am and women don't understand it, fuck women. It's like that kind of, it's like more of a real vile vibe I get from him.
Yeah. And yeah, okay, agreed. So here we
just
go.
Just want to touch base.
No,
just
want to
touch base before we launch.
Should I go on
episode
some more about who's the biggest misogynist? And then I thought, you know, you have about 8 pages of notes, Ronnie, to go through.
Yeah, we'll have plenty of time to do this.
Yeah.
Anyway, so it's appropriate enough that the episode begins with Kevin bringing that giant dick out, that dick cake out for the guests, which, by the way, was actually a pretty great looking cake. I mean, yes, it was a giant dildo, essentially, of a cake. But as those cakes go, it was very impressive. I mean, it had height to it, looked very realistic, except for that weird pink pubic hair. So it was a cake that he should have been proud of.
Yeah, they lost me at that weird pink hair that's edible. And I can't believe no one's told us what that is, because someone was eating it.
I know.
Maybe it's like some cotton candy type thing that he learned.
I really wish we got some more explanation on that. Yeah.
So he's bringing in the big dick cake, and Jamal has gone to bed early. And
Jamel.
Kate
yeah.
didn't tell him. It's Jamal, right?
Jamel.
Oh, Jamel.
Yeah.
Damn it. I wrote down how to pronounce it, and I still pronounced it wrong, because last week I think I was saying Jamal and you were saying Jamil. And look, it's in the middle.
Oh.
So I'm glad that we're
I think
both.
It's Jamil. I was probably saying Jamil. Well, I remember the first week I was like Jamul I was like totally off. And then last week, I don't know what I said last week, but yeah, you were Jamal last week. But I was like, you know what? I'm not going to be the typical Ben and be like, hey, Ronnie, it's really said like this. But now this week I'm like,
you were saying Jamil.
I was saying Jamil. Well, Jamil Shlomalo. Anyway, I think it's Jamel. I think we finally, after 3 weeks,
I think it's Jamal. Because the captain's saying Jamal, and no one's correcting him. Maybe he's the captain.
You know what? The mystery will just have to continue for many, many weeks.
Well, if it makes you feel better, someone called me Randall today, and I just had to go with it, because I said, no, my name is Randall. Like, what the fuck do I care? It's a crazy name. And then he was like, okay, Randall, and just kept calling me Randall. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to do the same thing to Jamal tonight on Below Deck.
Well, let me tell you something. My barber, who I've had for like 2.5 years, she suddenly started calling me Steven yesterday. And I was like, what the fuck? She's like, oh, hey, Steven. At first, I was like, okay, I'll let that slide. And then she kept on saying, like, do you want the same thing, Steven? And I'm like, why is she calling me Steven? And at the end, she goes, well, have a good one. I'll see you next time, Steven. And I go, I was like, okay, cool. By the way, it's Ben. She goes, oh, yeah. Like, what? It's been 2 years.
She's like, hi, guess what your name is? I don't care. How about that?
Okay. I was rebranded.
Oh, I was rebranded. You were rebended.
I was turned into Steven.
Yep. So the cake has just come out, and Kate didn't warn Kevin, which is the big drama. So Kevin, everyone's looking at him like he's so awkward because they were just talking about charity. And
it's good to do charity. I'm not going to sap a day in my life, or I might as well be goddamn dead. How about that?
Yeah. And so Kevin's out there. He brings out the cake with its sparkler, and then he looks like he has that look like he probably had many times when he disappointed his father. And Kate just like pounces. She's just loving it. And she just goes, Kevin, would you like to present your dessert? Would you like to do that right now to people who are visibly shocked by it? Do you want to present it?
Well, I'm not eating that. I can tell you that right goddamn now.
She's like, oh, I'm having a laugh. What's the big deal? I mean, it can't be the first time that someone's been underwhelmed when Kevin's brought out his penis.
Yeah. So then Kevin is like mortified, and he goes back into the gallery. I was expecting, by the way, Ronnie, because this was the cliffhanger from last week. I was expecting that then starting this episode, everyone was going to be like, oh my God, that's amazing. We want it. You know, it was going to be like a big fake out. But they really were like, whoa, okay, this is awkward. I was like, ooh.
Which on their part is kind of a dick move, because they know they requested a dick cake. Why is nobody at that table admitting that they requested a dick cake?
I agree. They did request one.
I still don't understand why this is even a controversy.
Or did Jamel/Jamal/Jamil, maybe she requested it and they weren't aware of it?
I don't know, but they're acting all shocked that this, like, he's just going to decide on his own to come up with a big giant dick cake. It's a weird controversy. And I can't believe he could even be mad at it, because Kate has a point. Like, well, what were you going to do? Not give them dessert?
Yes. Exactly, because he comes back into the galley, and he's like, what the fuck was that, Mr. Dobson? What the fuck was that? That was fucking pathetic. I'm like, it was a cake that was requested. There's nothing pathetic about it, and there's nothing wrong with a penis.
Yeah, and then Riley is like, yeah, I was kind of disappointed in that. Like, pointing back, like, she's always ready to kind of jump on his side when it's bitching about Kate, which kind of bugs me, even though, you know, like, Kate... Like she said last week, I'm a bitch, so get used to it.
Yeah. Riley's like, I don't think they got it. They didn't got it.
So she comes back and she's like, well, what? They had to see her beautiful handiwork.
Wow. And Kevin's like, it's like, get the plates. It's a fucking waste of a day. Waste I'm like, you know what? Oh, he said dick?
No,
or day?
He said day.
But either way, I'm like, you know what? Like, settle down, sir. Okay, you know what? You made a cake. The primary passed out. Just, you know, why are you being so ridiculous about this right now? I think it actually really did, like, touch on some sort of childhood trauma he had with his dad, because his reaction was so over the top with this embarrassment and, oh God, it was a waste of a day.
Of course, Daddy went to bed on my birthday before we had a chance to get cake. Guess I'll just eat it on my own.
And he's like ripping apart the dick and like throwing it on plates. And Kate's just going, ow, ow. But he didn't know to be furious at her right now. In this moment, he didn't know to be furious at her. But it's how Kate's acting that he knows he's supposed to be furious. Because she's not like she's trying to hide it. She's like doing those Kate things that you know that she hates your guts when she does it. So first she's crossing her arms like, you want to present the cake? And then she goes back, she's like, great job on the cake. Like, tone and everything. And now she does her really high voice. So she goes,
yeah, the high voice.
It's not my fault the primary had to go to bed.
Yeah, once she gets into those high registers, you know that Kate is, like, in pure evil mode. And though, even though Kate was in evil mode, I still got mad when he's like, you know what? Honestly, the evil in Kate's eyes, this is a pretty evil bitch move here. I'm like, hey. Yes, she's in evil mode, but that's different from saying that that was an pretty evil bitch move there. I mean, I guess it's not that different, but when he says it, it's, like, so nasty sounding. But when we say it, it's, like, full of, like, adoration and love, you know? It's like, oh, my God, I love that she just had an evil pretty bitch moment or whatever. You know, pretty evil bitch moment.
Yeah. He's like, oh, she got me there. Like, he knows that she's fucking with him, or he knows that she's fucking with him now, you know? So now he's really getting pissed.
Because she doesn't have a right to fuck with him because she's a woman and he's a man.
Yeah. And, I mean, Kevin just... I'm wondering if now is the point where they went back and shot all of Kevin's diary room sessions or his interview segments.
Quite possibly.
Because I think he went back and reshot all of them now through this lens of just absolutely fucking hating her. You know?
Yeah. I think that's fair. I think, like, especially what she says later in the episode, for sure that, like, stung in such a deep, wonderful way that they probably did all the pickups and he's just like, she called me a baker,
a faker, she called him, not a baker,
a faker. Oh, that changes, like, everything.
Oh my God, you're pathetic, you're basically Baker. And Baker's like, what did I do, guys?
Yeah, man, I'm coming back to the show.
Below Deck Baker. She was saying, you're a faker. You try to make fancy things sound fancy. Wait, are you going to use some pumpkin seeds? You put some pumpkin seeds on a salad.
I really thought she called him a baker. And I was like, that is so funny. Because, like, obviously being a baker is, like, a highly skilled thing. But I know for some reason the way she says it to him, it somehow just seems like such an insult, and it's just a hilarious thing that Kate would be like, you're a baker.
Well, on Bravo, they get super bitchy about it, right? Like, on Top Chef, the chefs are like, I don't do dessert. I only do regular bell food, okay?
Anyway, we're jumping way ahead, but that, I'm, like, really tickled at my misinterpretation.
You're just a baker.
You're a baker. Well, he is just a baker. He's a faker baker.
Second only in line to candlestick maker. Loser.
Probably can't even make a good candlestick, to be honest. Probably just a lump of wax with the wick on the side.
So then out at dinner, the captain's like, well, sorry about that. I guess that's a subject interpretation. Excuse you, sir. You saw it on the preference sheet. You were in the preference sheet meeting. So why are you shocked that there's a big dick out there? What the hell?
I think everyone also thought the dick was going to be a little more cartoony and benign, sort of like, you know, when Kate made the quote-unquote rocket with the towels, or like a Fudgy the Whale that's just in the shape of a penis instead of a whale. I don't think anyone expected a hyper-realistic, like, big black dong that's standing erect over, you know, some weird pubic hair. That's something that was, like, a little too real. It's like when you watch the Polar Express, you're like, I know this is a cartoon, but it's creeping me out because it's a little too real.
That movie was just gross.
It's the Polar Express of cakes. That's what he made.
Yeah, that movie was gross. It wasn't even real. It was just, like, dead people trying to pretend they're really human, you know?
Soulless CGI. Yeah. That's exactly what his cake is. Soulless CGI.
Yeah. So Courtney's like, it was awkward, but Kevin's overreacting. So then we hear Jamal snoring still, and Kate's telling the crew, you know what? I don't feel bad for him because he was screaming at me over lunch things. And so she's talking to her part of the crew. And then Kevin just grabs two beers and he just goes and sits alone on the little boat. He's like,
He just goes to the front and just is going to mope over there. Where, by the way, if Kate did something like that, he'd be like, what sort of unmotivated stew is she? She thinks she can just, in the middle of a chatter, just go and sit down and have a drink. She's just pouting. Get over it. Be a professional. But he is allowed to do that.
Yeah.
I'm, like, really angry at him today, by the way, everyone. I'm just going to, like, every situation, I'm just going to turn against Kevin. You're going to be like, and then Captain Lee walked down the stairs. Oh, yeah. And Kevin would probably be like, oh, while you're walking down the stairs, I can walk down the stairs, too.
And Kate's like, well, I could have told him, but, you know, I just chose to say, serve that nice big dick cake you made to the captain. Have fun with that. And Simone is like, well, shit show. She's trying to make him look bad on purpose. It's defeating. I think she's a foil person. Like, she's gleeful over there.
I think low-key, one of the interesting parts of the reunion will be Simone versus Kate, because I don't think Kate has any idea how much Simone hates her. And it's actually almost surprising how much Simone like hates Kate. And it really seemed to, it's not that it came out of nowhere. They definitely had an issue in the middle of the season, but wow, the hatred that Simone has, I'm really kind of surprised by it, but I guess it just I guess when you keep it inside, it just festers and festers and festers.
Well, I think she's surprised by both, because this is a season where people didn't come out and just say it on cameras. I mean, Kevin did, and Simone came to her with an issue, but, you know, usually it's like a fight the whole season, whereas this time they chose to take it into the diary room sessions and then be nice to her face, which is probably the professional way.
It's the professional,
fighting,
yeah.
You know, instead of fighting all the time, you bitch behind people's back. Duh. Yeah. But yeah, Kate seemed to be shocked at how much Kevin didn't like her too. She was like, wow.
Yeah, I think so. And I just think with Simone, I mean, the whole, the season opened with Simone declaring how much she loved ironing, and she was ironing a lot, and she was new on service, but she was sort of bad at service. And then Kate basically sort of demoted her a little bit, or for like one charter, she like made her stay downstairs. And then Simone got snippy about it and started talking to other people about it, got back to Kate, and Kate got mad. And I feel like that was like the, I guess it just soured Simone, and then from there it just festered.
And
but it just seemed surprising. It wasn't like the huge fight.
Yeah, so she's been going at it this whole season. So she's extremely excited at all of this, you know. And then she just starts rolling a couch with the salami, you know, because it's cement. dinner's over. Kevin's drinking alone in a dinghy, I wrote, which is kind of funny. It's like the tender or whatever. He's just sitting over there like, go dead, Kate. Go damn it.
And then Simone goes to Courtney. She goes, Kevin looks pretty embarrassed. And Courtney goes, I know, with like a face that says, I really don't care.
Yeah. She goes, I think it's kind of an overreaction.
Yeah. I don't know how I can show that I totally agree with you, but also hide the fact that I literally don't care what you're saying to me right now. I'm just thinking about Williams-Sonoma.
Crew Ashton, let's just get the dick sprayed, shall we, crew? All right. And then he tells us, my goal was just to fill the void. You know, my goal with Riley was just to fill that void, you know, that she had in the last season. Like, what?
Yeah.
How was your goal ever anything positive for Riley? Please give us a
fucking
break. Yeah,
you like, you talked shit about her before she showed up. And then Kevin was a total dick to her with that stupid paleo fight. It was a stupid fight, but Kevin was also the real dick in that fight. And from that fight onwards, they were all just like assholes to her. So how was that filling the void? It was just you being a dick to her, which is what she didn't want last year.
But it's their last night, so he just wants everything to be fun, right, guys? So let's just spray the deck, right?
Yeah. So, yeah. And then, by the way, we do get a flashback of Riley being mad last season, which was included that seminal fight with Ross where she goes, Got it. I said it 5 times. I'll say it again. Got it. That was 7. Got it. That was 8. Got it. That was 9. And we're going for number 10. And got it. 10.
Remember how flustered Ross was by the end. He's like, all right, we're going to do this thing. Well, but now we're going to talk about it. You and I are just going to talk. Okay, I can't do this. Just go to your room. Watching him just try so many different management styles. So good.
Yeah, and I thought, by the way, at the end, I thought Ross did figure out how to work with Riley. They just had one big argument, but I don't know. Not worth it.
Mm-hmm. So then Tanner is FaceTiming his mom with her baby voice. I'm so sorry, but you're not Collie's mom. So please go back to whatever, you know, hilarious mom cave you jumped out of for this episode, lady. Okay?
Yeah.
I'm not having you. You raised Connor. And there has to be
Tanner.
You raised Tanner, and there has to be some responsibility taken here.
Yeah, so even though you have a high voice that sounds like it's, I don't know what it sounds like, but it's like, does not sound real.
Like a little baby. I can't even do it because I can't.
Are there a lot of sharks there? That's your mom.
Are there a lot of sharks there? Okay, yeah. I have to say, tweet. Tanner's mom's tweet or Tanner's mom's Facebook. Oh gosh. Okay, go ahead, because I'm gonna look this up.
While you look that up, there was also a moment where Captain Lee, he sees Kate and he's like, "Fuck, your timing couldn't have been worse with that dick cake. It was embarrassing for the last charter." And Kate's like, "Yeah, totally agree. You know that, like, and then, you know, privately smiling to herself, like, success.
Found it.
You found it?
Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
Okay, so Tanner's mom wrote a Facebook rant. Her name is Joni, and she wrote this Facebook rant. You want me to read it? I can't read it in the voice, sorry.
"For a man who my family and I went into this process respecting and excited about, and someone I assumed understood the process and was involved with his team, I was extremely upset, let down, and disappointed by the unprofessionalism and hate I've seen as the show aired. To claim to not know and say that you don't want to know what happens on your boat, only to live tweet and blog after each episode, critical, negative, and extremely biased commentary after the fact behind your computer screen is unsettling. ". You have to know that your quote-unquote brand influences and brings to life very hateful, out of line, and out of control of group of trolls, and as you are fueled by them and the people you employed and claim to want no interference with, suffered tremendously, ". As well as their families, which is me, Tana's mama. You know this show and what it is about, yet you further the exploitation of your own employees by playing the social media hate game. It is unbelievable that you find that appropriate as the captain of a yacht, as a father, and a so-called family man. It hurts tremendously. The behavior is nothing more or less than I've ever seen on any reality television show, and your own comments are also questionable, and on and off camera. Please do better with your fame and stop pouring oil on a fire of hate. Bullying bullies is all the same. From a hurt and confused mom."
Hurt and confused mom. I like that she's saying that he's saying, like, he's out there tweeting very biased things. He's not he's not a journalist. He doesn't have to be unbiased. He's watching the show and reacting the way we all are, and he's disgusted the way we all are by your son's behavior, as among many other things. So, chillax, Joni,
yeah, or Jody, chill, whatever Joni. Your name is.
It's ridiculous.
And then Riley was like, "Your son's promiscuous." Like, of course, oh. Riley sends a tweet like, "I'm surprised you're not more worried about that." You know, I don't have her tweet up. I won't do you all the disservice of looking it up while we talk about it. But the point is Tanner's mom's tweet. Wow. Or Facebook.
That's not going to, no. It's not going to work. It doesn't work when, no. How about focus on telling your son not to be such a pig?
Yeah.
That works.
Look at home. How about that? It takes a village to tell you how stupid your child is. Okay, Tanner's mom.
Yeah. Also, don't come down on Captain Lee for using social media via social media. That's just it. Sort of really cuts the knees out from under your argument.
So Kate is in the kitchen. She's like, "Oh my god, look at what a mess Kevin left." So then Brian passes court, and he's like, "Good night, court." And she's like, "Whatever."
And we see Captain Lee saying goodnight to Ted. I was like, you know, these the engineer and first mates or whatever, they're getting a lot of screen time this season. I'm really happy for them.
And then Kevin comes back into the kitchen to get his mopping done. And Kate's like, "Great season, everyone." Like, she's in that high-pitched voice, which means she's still ready to go at somebody.
Yeah.
So Kevin's like, "Oh, fuck off. Kate, I actually want to go out and apologize to them. I want to go apologize." She's like, "That would be really weird."
And Courtney's like, "They literally loved it. They thought it was delicious. They ate all the cake. I mean, Captain even ate it. So you're acting like a tiny little square plate right now. So just go away."
And Kevin's like, "You should have seen the look on their face." And Kate goes, "Yeah, but that's because you went out there and you said, the sparkler went out. I mean, so what, Kevin? That's what sparklers
do.
I like Kate trying to like reframe what happened. Kate, you know what happened.
Gaslighting.
You know what happened. She's like, yeah, you know, well, it's just the sparkly went out. So that's why everyone was so surprised.
I was like, no, no, I wasn't saying the sparkly went out. I was saying, where the fuck is the primary? That's what I said. She goes, oh, that's better. That's better.
So you're just not going to serve dessert? Exactly. Like, what? Oh, if so the primary is not there, what are you going to do instead? You would have been mad. You would have said, like, well, now I have to put together fruit cobbler or something like that. You know? I mean, what are you going to do?
He goes, well, just seeing you standing there with your hand on your hip, it's like you were squishing me down. And that's exactly what I felt like you were doing. It's just, oh, why would I do something like that? Squishing you down? Why would I do that?
Yeah, why would I have you stand in front of a charter guest with your dick on a silver platter? Why would I do that to you?
Why would he, Kai? And he's doing that thing where he's being an asshole, but he's also smiling right in your face.
Yeah, but he always has that sort of like agape smile, like he's trying to still suss out a situation. Like, should I be smiling right now? Should I be angry? I'll just do a semi-neutral smile that doesn't commit to any emotion right now.
Yeah. And she's like, well, the problem is you called me a dick today. And then we get a cut to the casserole fight, which, yeah. You know, it's a normal thing on Bravo at this point. Love a casserole fight. It's a classic Bravo staple.
Yeah, this was specifically a casserole fight because it was about the casserole itself, like the actual Pyrex. It was really, really down. I mean, this is the sort of fight you only see on Top Chef, you know?
Yeah, or... Oh, you mean because it's about the actual Pyrex. I was like, excuse you, Real Housewives of Orange County. I just wanted a casserole.
No, like if it were Top Chef, it would be like, well, Bruce took my Pyrex and I needed that. And now my bucatini's not going to cook right. And then everyone gets mad. And then
well,
it's like
sometimes in life, you know, you got to really fight for that casserole dish. And today you just didn't fight for it.
Did you mean to serve us that food in a cast iron skillet? Was that really the best vessel for your soggy food?
Please pack your knives and go, casserole man. So Kate's like, well, guess what today? Kevin, I was not the dick.
Yeah. You know, and by the way, it really bothered me when he was saying, like, it was like you were trying to squish me down. He says it so angrily, you know. When that is what he has been undermining Kate and several other people the entire season. And it just really bothers me, the hypocrisy that he has.
Well, look, I use this rule for every reality show I watch, usually The Bachelor, but in today's episode, it works very well. You tattletaled first, okay? You're the tattletale here. Everything else was after your own first tattletaling, so.
That's exactly correct.
Deal with and the Kate, snowball of tattletale repercussions.
Exactly, and Kate goes, well, you know, you presented it perfectly, and he goes, at least I presented it. Implying that, you know, she's lazy or whatever. And she's like, oh, have I never done that? How many beach picnics have you been to, huh? How many have you had to crawl onto the tender and have to set up in the humidity and put up a tent while Simone is trying to rake the sand? How many?
And he's like, I think it's kind of funny. You can't even train your staff to do it themselves. I think you can't. What are you talking about? You won't let anybody do anything in your kitchen.
Yeah.
So now it's about being a leader, and you can't count Simone, okay? She's over there, like, pouring, like, milk into a fucking beer can. Like, the girl's a moron, okay?
Yeah, I mean, this whole thing about you can't even train your staff well enough to go and do it by themselves. You know what? Because if Kate then didn't go on the beach picnic, you know what Kevin would be saying?
Lazy.
Oh, she's so checked out. She can't even do the beach picnic. Lazy. Yeah,
totally.
You know?
Yeah. So she's like, oh, you think they can't do it? He goes, well, I think they're more capable of it, but you go instead. Okay, so then your argument's dead. First, she couldn't train her staff, but now they are trained, but she's still going. And Simone's cracking up, like he's winning some kind of a point. Yeah. And she's like, oh my God, I'm secretly cracking up. I'm like, you're not secretly cracking up. You're literally cracking up, Simone. Okay.
You're literally hitting glasses with a hammer right now. You don't even realize it. I don't know what that means, but it sounded nice.
I'm polishing them.
Yeah, so Kate's like, well, you know, you're so defensive because you presented your penis poorly this evening. So
Kevin tells us, this is a new level that Kate has stopped to. This isn't Kate's startup.
And then he goes to cry about it in the in the crew mess, and the crew has put nice, huge, fresh bananas for Kevin Seen, crying about his penis cake. Oh, you guys.
Yeah.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for...
Oh, hi, it's Ellie here, one half of the Scummy Mummies. We do a podcast that's supposed to be about parenting, but we talk about all sorts of nonsense. Books, wine, comedy, farting, whatever, really. Our latest episode is sponsored by Aviva, who offer life insurance to help provide some financial support for loved ones after you're no longer around, as long as you still hold the policy. It costs as little as a fiver per month. Go to aviva.co.uk for a direct quote in minutes. Terms and conditions apply. There is no cash in value at any time.
The 2 Minutes of Zen podcast, brought to you by Zendium Toothpaste, gives you quick and simple wellness hacks you can do while brushing your teeth, from a strengthening squat workout to a calming mindfulness practice. Because at Zendium, we believe in daily routines that work to improve the health of your body, mind, and mouth. Listen to 2 Minutes of Zen podcast on Spotify. Zendium, natural protection, clinically proven.
For a Crappens commercial.
And then the next morning, when everyone wakes up, Kate is giving Kevin the full silent treatment in the galley, and the guests are eating their breakfast, and they're talking about the dick cake, and talking about what it looked like, and how it arrived, et cetera, et cetera. And then, of course, the producers cut right to sausages on the griddle, just to keep the phallic imagery going, from the bananas to the sausages.
Yes, they're so good at that on this show.
They are really good.
And Kevin has gone to the guys and been like, oh yeah, I really told her off last night. Yeah, really had her. I really got her last night.
Like, yeah. So then Ashton radios Riley for a talk, and she's like, on my way, prick.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that was my favorite. Riley, meet me on the bow, please. Great, on the way, prick.
Yeah.
Just, I love her unbridled anger towards these guys.
Yeah, at all times. Like,
okay, I'll do that. Asshole! Fucking die, stupid motherfucker!
Now, what was that you were asking me about?
So, he's trying, I guess they're making him do this scene, because he doesn't even want to be there. He's, like, looking off. He still can't look at Riley. And yeah. His eyes are really big, and they're just darting anywhere but Riley. And he's like, I think it's clear we have our differences, and it goes deeper than work. You and I are different people, and that's okay. It's the end of the season, so please don't yell at me tonight. Please, 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 one night, please.
I promise I'll have a paleo option for you. She's like, fine, fine. So they promised to have a good night tonight, which I was actually a little shocked that that's what happened, because I was like, oh, come on. This is going to be one more blow up just for old time's sake. But no. So then meanwhile, we then see Simone getting coffee for the guests, which means that her personal arc is complete. She now knows how to fetch coffee. It's
and
great
she
work
tells
there.
Her, she tells the lady, she goes, you like a little cream in your coffee, right? And she's like, yeah. And it's like, da-da-da, Simone remembered that someone takes the most normal thing ever in their coffee.
But you know, the show was really bad about seeing Courtney's arc through, which is we didn't have a moment where she was like, oh, I guess I just finished ironing that shirt and it turned out pretty well. Okay. I was like, where was that scene?
Courtney still can't iron, but hey, Tanner finally got some, so I guess that was her arc.
Yeah. So now anchors up, let's lock it in and get out of here. So now they're heading back to port to drop off the guests.
Yes, and Tanner is flirting with Kate in the kitchen. He's like, I want some OJ. And she's like, oh, God, Jesus Christ. And Kevin says, can I serve these now? And meaning these sticky bun things that he made. Yeah. And she goes, I think they're done eating. So I don't really care what you do with it. And the last meal's over. So
have fun, failure.
He's like, well, someone checked out. I'm like, dude, you made sticky buns. After, like, breakfast
after
is over,
breakfast.
You made sticky buns.
Yeah.
Like,
stop being so needy with your fucking sticky buns. Like, yeah, look at that. I made extra things after the dick cake. And it's like they're still asleep. They went to sleep again. Okay?
Yeah.
Too late.
Yeah. Exactly. Like, he just wanted to serve some sort of pastry that was normal shaped and not penis shaped for redemption. That's what it was. Because he still took them out there. Okay?
Yeah.
He still took them out there to be like, I made some sticky buns. And, I mean.
Yeah. So Tanner was the one who said that someone's checked out. And Kevin goes, yeah, someone checked out 6 weeks
ago. Right.
And Tanner goes, oh, snap, crackle, pop.
Don't sully Rice Krispies that way, Tanner.
He just keeps saying the same things over and over. Like, stop trying to make Jiminy Cricket happen, Tanner. Okay, we get it.
So, yeah. So, Kate, meanwhile, is downstairs, and she's telling Riley that she's not going to talk to Kevin until he apologizes. And, you know, she's like, you know, Kevin has made his share of mistakes and embarrassed me in front of Courtney and Simone. So, you know, with Kevin, there are only two speeds, asshole and sleeping.
And then back to Kevin and Tanner talking. Kevin's like, I told her she couldn't train her staff. And Tanner goes, that's fucking savvy. Which I guess he meant savage, but I just wrote, ha ha, idiot.
I know. I feel like it's like British slang. She'd be like, that's savvy.
But it's,
I'm like,
Tanner,
stop taking British slang that may or may not actually be a real thing.
And it's also Tanner, a real word. Oh, Tanner.
Yeah, that's savvy. Well, he actually probably, I think you're right. I think he probably was taking savage and then,
like, shortening it. Like, that's into, savvy. Like,
but it's like another, it's a real word. either way, whatever it was, I don't approve. I don't approve.
So Jamal brings Kevin over and she's like, hey, look, I just want to say about the cake. Dun, dun, dun. Really liked it. Thank you so much. Sorry I was asleep for your cake.
I know.
Everyone absolutely loved your cake. So it did kind of at least turn out how you thought.
Yeah. And by the way, also right before that, Jamal goes, hey, has anyone ever told you you look like Tom Cruise? And he goes, yeah. So anyway, he just like is, say thank you, or I have heard that. Yeah, that's so funny. But don't be like, yeah. Anyway, here's some sticky buns I made that no one wants. You know? Like,
well, he's
don't be
so
a dick.
Ready to be defensive about everything. Like when that lady came in, she's like, I'm chef to chef. He's like, go fuck yourself, Justine. And now, so he's ready to be like that, but then she's really nice to him. So he goes, I don't even want to thank you so much. It's like, what is that voice even?
I know. And you know, the thing is this, is that actually in most of the situations, we might have even had taken his side, but he's just such a dick that we're like, we're not going to take the side. Even if logic dictates otherwise, I'm not going to take your side. You're just a dick.
No. So then Brian and Courtney, he's still trying with Courtney. She's like, he's like, you look really pretty today. It's like, oh, get out of here. You
know? Yeah. We also don't forget that Kevin, by the way, when they complimented his cake, he goes, I just want to say thank you so much. And you guys have been my favorite charter this season for sure. And then he tells us, I'm just so very good at what I do. And it was an amazing cock cake. It just was wonderful to finish the charter, really. I'm like, you know what? Throw yourself off that boat. I've had enough.
So fuck you, Kate. Yeah, so then the girls want to pop champagne since it's going to be over. And I was like, oh my God, if they pop this all over the deck, I'm going to be so offended for the crew. And then they walked to the side and did it over the side. And I was like, wow, this is the best crew all season, or the best guests all season. Thank you.
Yeah.
Somebody's had to clean up a lot of sticky champagne in my life. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, and I'm sure there are some fish down there that were a little confused by why the water tasted a little different than normal, but I'm sure they appreciate it too. As they tried to kiss each other at the club, at the fish club.
Yeah, all the fish drunk. Are suddenly, like, pregnant. They're like, yes! We got all the fish drunk.
They're stumbling around. There's one fish that's, like, puking in a corner, then trying to kiss the Simone fish.
The Simone fish is answering an iron.
It's like... The Simone fish is like, oh, look at this cool new cave. It's like a shark's mouth.
So Kate's like, well, Jamal was not my favorite in the very beginning because she was like the quintessential head cheerleader, but she said she was wrong and then she admitted it and then she apologized. So I like her now. If only DeBrew could do the same.
Yeah. And then we also get Captain Lee is feeling great. It's the final charter. So he's like, you know what that means? We're going to do a few extra foghorn startles. So up first, we're going to startle the guests. And they all startle. And then they like get to when they finally dock, he's like on the side of the boat and he hits the foghorn again. And it's like, and Riley's like, Jesus fucking Christ.
Sorry, starts, he cracks himself up every single time.
Yeah, every time. So, so they're there. We also should mention that at one point, Kate walks by Tanner and she's like, Tanner, you're just so cute. I'm like, ew, no, Kate, this is really not, no, don't do this. Don't do this to us, okay?
Yeah.
Don't make us witness that.
Yeah. So tip meeting, So, yeah, Captain. Oh, by the way, Captain Lee, liar, liar, pants on fire at the Watch What Crappens live show. When we asked him if someone gets a plane ticket home, and he said yes. No one got a plane ticket home. I mean, did that include Abby? She had already left.
I think maybe that's, maybe he meant that, because had she already left? I think she was on the verge of leaving.
Oh, no, I think she was still on then at that
Yeah, time. Maybe he meant that like someone left. But
they didn't get terminated, because he did say, well, yeah, someone gets a plane ticket, but I can't talk about it. So maybe he was going to say, but he got me very excited for some firing. And he points out now that nobody got fired. He's like, well, we did have a quitter, pumpkin pitter, and her name was Abby. All right. She's gone. So screw that girl. But you know what? This was great.
Yeah, we pulled in... They gave us a $20,000 tip, and that's $154,000 in tips and $14,000 per person. So guess what? I'm giving you guys a full moon party tonight on a private beach.
Oh, God. Little did we know that was going to mean Kevin's hairy ass touching everything.
Yeah, an actual full hairy moon.
Yeah.
So now they're all cleaning. They're getting ready for the party. Tanner's like in overdrive. Like, the quicker we get this done, the quicker we can get fucked up and I can be offensive to all the ladies all over again.
Yeah. And it seems like it's going to be okay, right? Courtney's still not really sure about Brian. She's like, I'm avoiding him. I like don't have any intentions to get with him. So I guess I'm never going to speak to him again.
Yeah. Yeah. And then they're like popping up in some pink champagne, and Kate's like, yeah, this is like a friendship bracelet, but better.
The boys do shots, and then it's time to go on the boat ride. So they're going on the boat ride to the island, and Ashton has his arm around Brian, and Courtney's like, yeah, I guess I was just interfering for 4 weeks. Like, that was the tension with me and Brian. I was in the way of him and Ashton. They're like, ha, 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 ha.
Yeah. And so then they start, then they finally like land, and you know, Simone's like, look at how pretty this is. OMG, guys, look how pretty this is. It's like, Simone, you've fallen off the water. You're being thrashed around by a whale.
Yeah, Simone's just walked into the bathroom. She's like, look at this island. And then right when we get a Simone OMG, right the next line after is Tana going, Jiminy Cricket.
All the taglines.
Yeah.
So they arrive at this like beach barbecue thing, and there's like ladyboys and like fire throwers and dancers, and it's very intense for seven people or eight people. It's
yeah,
a whole thing.
Yeah, there's a lot going on over there. So then the music all stops, and the captain's ironing. He's like,
Well,
look at that. I think that's pretty straight.
It's nice and hot. And they're all getting fucked up. They're all getting drunk, and Kevin's already wasted, and he decides it says Valor. That's the boat, right? It's like there's like fire letters that say Valor, and it's like in English and also in Thai, and Kevin's like, guess what I'm gonna do? And so he like, I think he takes off his shirt, or I don't know what it is. He's drunk, and he basically like dives through the fire letters like it's hilarious. I'm like, way to go, making everyone on the cast and crew now have to potentially ruin their night, as you could get burns and have to be taken off to Bangkok to the ICU because you thought it'd be funny for a moment. You didn't impress your father, okay? You did not impress your father at that moment, Kevin.
Listen, I'm all into Kevin jumping into a fire, but why did he have to do it between words? There were two words that said, like, the Valor or something, and he didn't jump between the letters. He jumped between the word space. Like, that's not fair. That's barely even jumping into the fire. Come on. Jump into
Who are you trying to impress? Who are you trying to impress? At best, you impress no one. At worst, you burn yourself to death. Like, what is the point of this exercise?
Just do it better. Get burnt better. Okay? That's what I say.
And so everyone's like, then the fire dancers come out, and there's just like swirling fire, and everyone's like, woo! And then it cuts to Courtney sitting there like, I'm bored.
Yeah, just with her straw. She's kind of like chewing on a straw in her drink. And Brian's like, I don't want things to end on a bad note, Court. It's been awkward. I mean, I had the most fun about you. The whole season's been about you, Court. The whole season.
How hard can I suck on this straw to show you that I don't want you sitting next to me? Okay.
What do you want to do? I don't know what to do. What do you want to do? And then it comes to Ashton with his love of his life. He's just taking a selfie with his tongue out, like, boo. And then it comes back to Courtney. She's like, what do you mean? What do I want to do? And he goes, to do. And she's like, I guess just leave it as it is. Okay.
Yeah.
When I was hoping that that meant, like, okay, you're not going to give him what he wants by the end. You know, just leave this fucker. Okay. Who cares that he's hot? Just walk away. Walk away.
But, and then he's like, so, and then they start joking. He's like, well, I guess everything would be fine if you just say, I'm full of shit, Brian. She's like, well, then you have to say it too. And then they both say it together. And then all of a sudden they just start kissing.
Yeah, they make out. Now, that said, why not leave having sex with Brian? Rar,
yeah,
you won.
Not?
You basically won this season. So congrats.
Exactly. Go have sex with Brian. And then afterwards, like, find a box of Godiva chocolates and enjoy your afternoon.
And never call him again. Thanks.
Never call him again.
That's my request.
Watch reruns
for the
of Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Kate's like, wow, Brian unleashed a secret weapon. He took his shirt off. Yeah. And then Tanner comes over to Riley and Kate talking. And Riley's like, you are an anomaly. And by that, I mean a fucking jackass moron motherfucker, right?
Yeah, no, I know what you're saying. I am an anomaly. You know, I love my mom. No, that's not what that means.
So then Ashton's lying in the cabana alone. He's like, it's the end of the season, so I'm doing what I have to do. I'm going to be over here and be a good boy. Okay, why does it have to be you sleeping or trying to physically assault somebody in a car? Like, why are those the only choices?
I applaud him for finally realizing that he has to act professional on these, like, nights out. But, I mean, you know, like, how about you just, how about have some, like, self-control beyond, like, I guess it is self-control to go take yourself to the cabana, but if you have to go to those extremes to make sure you don't become, quote unquote, smashed in, then there's a problem. Because one, I feel like I'm pontificating right now. I'm like, I'm just going to be angry about something right now. He went to the cabana instead of hanging out with everyone and being calm.
Yeah. Well, have fun, Ashton. So Kevin is trying to take a selfie with Riley and Kate, and everyone's wasted at this point, right? And Kate's like, I'll get out of it. And he's like, no, won't you in it, Kate? Come on, Kate. So they take a picture. And so Kate starts her old line, which, you know, you say at the end of the season of every season of Below Deck. You say,
yes.
It's been a wild ride this season. I mean, you're a pain in the ass to work with sometimes, but... about to do that whole, you know, but I still love you. Yeah, I'm sure we'll be best friends forever.
Yeah, and he's like, and he seems, for a moment, it seems like he's picking up on it because she says, you're a pain in the ass to work with sometimes. He goes, yeah, well, most of the time. So it's like, oh, look at that. They're being fake and nice at the end. And he goes, well, the big mess up is when you stopped caring. I'm like, okay, this is not going to work out well. Because Kate, like, does that thing where she flicks her head back, like, oh, okay, you want to do this? Because we can do this right now. I can call you Baker.
her face falls and her lips just pout, like,
She's like, oh, when did I stop caring?
And he's like, Kate, we can all fail as a crew, Kate. Which is the weakest thing to do. It's like, you can't eat this can of tuna you just opened, so you're gonna, like, blame the entire crew for bringing the can of tuna, you know? Just stick exactly. with it, okay? You started it. Fight for yourself.
Yeah. And then she's like, so you don't think I'm a good chief stew? Huh? Well, I don't think you're that good of a yacht chef either. And then this is where I thought she said, you're a baker, which I still really like my version of reality in this one.
She said, you're a baker. She goes, you're a faker. Use rocket. Use beets. You make weird salads with pumpkin seeds. I love it. It's like he's trying to be fancy by using rocket lettuce and beets and pumpkin seeds.
Yeah, he is just like weird salads and pumpkin seeds. Ooh, can I jump in? Kate, do Gail now. Do Gail.
And Tanner comes over, stumbling over. And Kevin's like, oh, Tanner. Oh, look at Kate. She's an amazing chef over here. Listen to her. And Tanner goes, you are a great chef. You're the chef of chefs. And Kate's like, no. What you did was phenomenal, all right, brah?
Like, Tanner suddenly is like a judge on Iron Chef out of nowhere. Like, what is he talking about? He has, like, you know, a Rolo, and he thinks he's had a gourmet meal.
Yeah. And Kevin's like, I'm sorry, Kate, but if you have something to back it up, you have nothing to back it up. Nothing.
I think that what she has to back it up is that she's managed to be the chief stew for about 6 or 7 years on this boat or with Captain Lee.
Yeah. So Riley is talking to Simone. She's like, I don't think Kate likes to have anyone questioning her. Like I said, you have to look at it from his side. Okay, who the fuck are you to say that, lady? Like, really,
that's
Riley?
True.
My God. You, like, tell every single person off for every single thing. And she's like,
there's literally a crab in the sand right now that is traumatized because it walked too close to you. Hey, crab, get the fuck out of here. It's like, oh, I just wanted to walk to the coconut.
Yeah, she's like, she did prank him, but she's like, no, but then he called me a dick. I'm like, Riley, you literally have justified everything you've ever done ever, okay?
Yeah.
So then back to Kate. She's like, you know what, gentlemen? Have that beer. Have it. And she just walks away.
Yeah. And Simone's talking about how, you know, she's like, I just don't understand, Kate. Sometimes she'll be really nice, but then there'll be a jab. I'm like, well, no, you understand, Kate. That's how it works.
Yeah.
That's pretty much how Kate operates.
Yeah. Have you seen this show before?
Yeah.
So Tanner and Kevin just start doing tons of shots. And Kevin's one of those drunks who's just, he's a miserable person anyway. Oh. But then he just is so miserable when he's drunk. And he keeps, his face is in his hands the whole time.
He's like someone you have to take care of, and then he acts like you don't have to take care of him, but he's like all floppy and bent over and falling over, and he thinks it's charming and hilarious, whereas everyone else now has to tend to him because he has not dealt with his childhood issues and therefore self-medicates rigorously.
Yeah.
Enough with that.
So then Tanner tries to pull over Kate to talk to her, but they're all wasted. Tanner's like falling down and Kate's wasted too. And they're using the drunk cam on them where it's like,
yeah, he's like Frankenstein's monster, just sort of walking in this stilted way. Like, Kate, good.
And she's like, hi. And then passes right by him.
She's acting like she's at a cocktail party. There's like five people there. Oh, hi. No, that's my friend Meredith. I have to say hi to her real quick.
And he keeps following her, and then she turns and walks the other way, and she's like, hi. He's like, Jiminy Cricket.
Yeah. Kate, come over here. Ah, fine. What's up, Tanner? Oh, I've wanted to kiss you. I've wanted to kiss you all day. And she goes, you're an idiot.
Kevin has been kind of a dick, and you're like, well, he's kind of right. And Tanner goes, a dick to me? Like, oh, jeez. She goes, this is never going to happen, by the way. I'm a lesbian. That's great, and I guess partially true occasionally, but I would rather you just say, this is never going to happen anyway, you slimeball piece of crap. Go away.
You're a slimeball piece of crap.
Yeah.
So, I'm becoming more of a lesbian by the second. The more you talk, I'm just becoming big old lesbian. Oh, look, I just ordered a Katie Lang CD off of Amazon. Wow.
Wow, I have a Showtime show, so keep talking.
Oh my goodness. It's Showtime show.
Is the L Word still on Showtime? I'm assuming
they just rebooted it, actually. It's a new version. It's like L Word, the next generation.
Yeah.
Bigger L. More L. More L than ever before.
So let's see. So Kevin comes over to Kate. Okay, so Kate's sitting there smoking. And everybody's kind of not by her, but they're all in the same place. And Kevin comes right behind her and he's like, hey, Brian, Kate's just over here and a cigarette, bro. And then he backs up and he kicks sand at her face. What the hell?
It was this strange schoolyard regression, except it's not really charming because he's a grown-ass man and he's drunk and he's kicking sand at a coworker, B, a lady, and it's really hostile.
How does he get away
really
with that?
Silly way.
How are you not allowed to be physical with people on these shows, but you're allowed to fucking kick sand in their face like that? Who even allowed that? How has nobody stepped in and gotten rid of him?
Well,
nobody did
thank
anything.
God. Well, thank God. No, Brian stood up. Brian sort of did something.
Brian
he's like,
stood up for her. Kind
he's like,
of,
you can't
so he
do
could
that.
Get
you
laid,
can't do
by
that.
The way, by the way, Brian's only doing that in my opinion. To
I
get
actually
laid.
Think that it was. I actually
he's always
felt like
getting
it was
in trouble.
Natural. I actually thought that was a natural Brian moment. You know, he has weird moments of chivalry, you know? He's like, bro, you just kicked sand in her face. That's not cool. That's almost as bad as calling us yachties. That's terrible, man.
Yeah. Yeah, it's reasonable moments. He called me a yachty. I forgot about that one. Did you not call me a yachty?
She called me a yachty.
That's
fucking
still
bitch.
Why he's most so furious word. With Kate.
Yeah, that's why. She called me a yachty. When everyone knows I am a person who works on a yacht.
So Kate's like, yeah, that's not an accident, obviously, right? So she's like, I want to go home.
Well, and Kevin's like, Kevin, by the way, is going, I don't care. I do whatever the fuck. The caption literally goes, wa-ra la la ha ha ha.
So they're on the boat on the way home, or on the way back, and Brian's like, that was the best experience of my life. And she's like, yeah, except for the part where he kicks sand in my face. He's like, oh, don't worry about that. Fucking yeah. Brian, you see? There's how long that chivalry lasted.
Well, he's doing that aggressive positivity. Like, don't worry about that. Like, he's in his mind, he thinks he's trying to cheer her up, but really what he's doing is dismissing her. And so she's like, don't worry about that. Don't worry about that. I mean, how could I not worry about that? He gets sand in my eye. I have a stew who's trying to iron the tender right now as we speak. And Ashton is jerking off behind my face right now. I can feel it. Don't tell me not to worry about that.
Yeah, I took it as him being like, oh, whatever. Of course, she's being a drama queen. And he tells us, even though Kate is who she is, you can't kick sand in the girl's face. But she is overreacting because that's what she does. Hell no. That is not overreacting. I can't believe you're even the only one who said anything. That's bullshit.
Yeah, it's not. When he has, like, aggressed her several times in this drunken state, he's a drunk dude. You don't know what he's going to do, and now he's, like, kicking sand right in her face. I mean, it's, like, it's not a good place to be in, and it's not overreacting. I mean, yeah, if you said to someone, like, oh, I just, so-and-so kicked sand in their face, compared to, like, maybe someone, a muscly dude, punching a window, it doesn't sound as, it seems like small potatoes, but honestly in this worse. Context it was worse. It was terrible.
This is
it
like was literal like a real assault. The other one was almost assault. This is literal assault.
Does she have to go to the hospital? No, but doesn't take away from the fact that it's like a really it's a really really forward aggressive thing.
So Kevin gets back to the boat. He can't even walk. He's falling all over the place. And Kate goes to bed, and the camera's trying to follow her, and she just flips off the camera and slams the door.
Yeah.
In a well-deserved mood, because nobody from production did shit.
And Kevin, meanwhile, is gifting us all with a sight of him, his pasty ass, smearing up against every surface in the hallway as he gets naked.
Yeah. Pretty much done at this point. I was pretty grossed out by this.
I know.
That last scene, I was like, fuck this show. Bye. Bye, show. But,
Courtney and Brian then go off to the guest room to have sex at long last. And at least to Brian's credit, he later on does not do a tan and be like, yeah, we fucked for 4 hours, you know?
Yeah, he's like, I was pretty drunk, so I don't know what happened, bro.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
we get one last Jiminy Cricket from Tanner.
Yeah. So then the next morning, Kate is she's like in bed, and she's wearing like all black and has black sunglasses on, and she's just sitting there, and like her door is open and Kevin's door is open, and he's just like giving her that oafish smile, like, hey, well, aren't I a charming chef, aren't I? She's like, why are you smiling at me?
He's like, because I'm happy. And then he shuts his door, and she goes and opens his door. And she's like, oh, you're happy after you threw sand in my fucking eye? And he's like, oh, I didn't do that. She goes, don't tell me no. And he's like, oh, I don't know what I did. Listen, I don't remember kicking sand in her face. But if I did, obviously I did it for a reason. If she called me a balding dickhead, it told me I had a small penis or something true like that, it's fine. But definitely don't call me a shitty yacht chef, which I thought you didn't remember. So,
yeah. Also, in my mind, at that point when I was watching, I was like, she called you a baker, sir. But obviously, I was wrong.
And also, you said that she's not a good chief stew first. So, again, you started it. I mean, for someone who uses school ground like techniques, I can't believe you don't remember school ground rules. You started it, fucker.
And also, like, I don't remember it, but if I kick sand in her face, obviously had a reason. The implication being that, like, your reasons are always correct and always reasonable. No.
Yeah. So Tanner and Brian, yeah, talking about.
I'm getting so mad.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. So anyway, who cares? No, not about that, but about the Tanner and Brian scene.
Yeah.
They talk about getting laid. And then Kate's telling Riley, well, he still hasn't apologized to me. So, you know what? If you don't like me, then fine. Just go with that. I just don't need fake friends, you know, because she's kind of surprised that he hates her to that degree.
Yeah. And then so now people start to leave. It's like the real world at the end of the season. So Simone is leaving first, and she's basically saying how Tanner is such a child and, you know, that her... You know, which I was happy about. I'm happy that she did not leave the boat, still pining after him and being like, you know, being the way she was the first half of the season. And she talks about how her relationship with Kate is just totally disingenuous. I'm like, yeah, that's called being in a workplace.
It's called disingenuine, according to her, which I like it because the talk is how smart she is. She's like, that was disingenuine. I'm like, oh, jeez.
And so she says she's going to go to the med to get more experience, which makes me wonder, is she going to do like a crossover onto Below Deck Med? Who knows?
Oh, I don't know. I guess we'll find out soon, eh? So then Tanner's like, ladies, need a quickie? Just need a moment. Kate's like, oh, God. I don't feel bad for not hooking up with him, but if we're ever in the same zip code, it's like for sure a sure thing.
No. Get off that boat and like... Get some man context.
Ugh.
That will change you. That'll change it around for you. No.
Ugh.
So then Courtney's next to leave. Yeah. And so she goes up to Kate, and Kate's like, thank you for being so amazing. And Courtney goes, thank you for being so amazing. We're just amazing together. Ew.
So she's out of there. And then Kevin and the captain. And the captain's really nice to Kevin. He's like, been a pleasure. Outstanding job, Jeff Dick. Oh, I'm sorry. What's your name again? I'm never going to forget that giant dick, right?
Yeah, that was a great dick cake that you made, and I'm sure it wasn't embarrassing for you at all. So, yeah, Kevin's like, oh, I just wish we were doing another 6 weeks together. Not. Great one, Kevin. Great one.
So he tells Brian he's not going to apologize to Kate. He's like, there's only so many fake apologies. You can only apologize fakely so many times to this woman. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And then he leaves.
And then Kate sees that he's leaving, and she's like, oh, hey, Kevin. She chases him down on the deck. She's like, oh, hey, Kevin. Hey, Kevin. High-pitched voice, which means my goodbye is really sincere. Hi, Kevin. Hi, I caught you trying to leave without saying bye to me. So you have to say bye anyway, because I'm saying bye to you. Bye.
But he doesn't. He just ignores her.
Yeah.
She ran out there, and then did they cut to commercial? I think they did. She's like, what is he thinking? And she goes out there. It's like, Kevin, commercial. Then we come back. She goes, bye, Kevin. And he just ignores her.
I love the cliffhangers they have on this show. Yeah. Also, we should mention that when Courtney walked off the dock, she's like, oh my God, there's a dog. There's a dog. There's a dog. And this like giant lumbering dog just comes over like, it's like Jeffrey from Project Runway. I love you.
Love you. So then Brian gets out of there, get out, I'm going to my daughter. So then Kate and Riley are talking about Ashton, and Kate's like, so what are you going to say to Ashton? Just be civil. And Riley's like, how about one of these days you'll make a great bosun?
Maybe you can workshop that a little bit. How about, bye, you prick? That's a little aggressive.
How about, must be tall to ride this ride, you piece of shit.
You know, maybe don't focus on his physical attributes. Okay, how about, you're a fucking asshole. I hope you die on this boat someday. Needs work.
What she ended up on was pretty good. She goes, have a safe flight, Ashton. I appreciate you tolerating me. And he's just, like, itching himself the whole time she's in the room. Like, first he's, like, grabbing his wiener, like, oh, my nuts itching? And then he's, like, scratching his chest, like, oh, Riley, see you later, Riley.
Yeah, Riley tells us, I'm going to go back to Alaska, and I'm going to fish. I'm going to fish, do some boats, and I'm going to fish some fucking more. I feel like she does that. I feel like she announces that every time she leaves any place. Like, well, this was a great dinner. Guess what I'm going to do? Going back to Alaska to fish.
And then Ashton, you know, Ashton's left with only the women at the end, and he's like visibly uncomfortable. And so next is Kate. So he passes Kate, and she's like, "Oh, are you leaving, Ashton?" And she's just twirling her glasses, looking at him. He's like, bye, Kate. Bye.
She goes, "He did a great job." And her face is fully unenthused.
Yeah.
No emotion on it.
And he's like, "Yeah, thanks." And he just leaves. And she goes,
"Yep, same with the rest of our season. Civil but fake."
Yeah. So then he goes to say goodbye to Captain Lee. He's like, "Wow, look at that. You got a nice farmer's tan going on there. Yeah, you got to even that shit out. That's what I say. Even that shit out. God, your chest is almost as red as Riley's hair. Wow, you'll never forget her now, huh? Huh?"
And then Ashton's like, "I would like to thank you, Captain, for giving me such a challenging season. Because, you know, you even made me keep Riley, which really taught me things. I learned a lot from that." He's like, "Meh. You know, no sailor learned anything on calm seas there." Right?
Yeah. It's like I always tell my friends, if you're ironing on high, you better keep your ego on low.
And, of course, Ashton is going to Florida to spend time with his daughter, Ross. Everyone's leaving to spend time with their daughter. Of course, he's going to go see Ross, his little bestie. And he's like, "And then I'm going to join a crew with no read heeds." And we know what happens when he goes to see Ross, right?
They get drunk and have sex with chain link fences.
And Ross gets arrested. Is this the season where Ross got arrested? Oh, no, that was before this season.
That was before the season. It was with Joao.
Oh, that was... no, this guy, Ross, was with him, too.
Oh, Ashton was with Joao and Ross?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I think it was like a super classy night. Because wasn't Ross the one who got arrested? Who got arrested? Ashton?
Ross got arrested, but I thought it was because Joao started mouthing off to people, and then Joao... Like, I thought that was Joao's fault. I blame Joao. I'm happy.
It's always Joao's fault in our minds.
Always Joao. Yeah.
So then Kate and the captain hug, and they've done it so many times. They're just like, "Well, all right. Well, not much else to say. Bye. I mean, we're still alive, so."
I moved to New York, because why not? I'll just wedge that in there at the end here.
Yeah. Bye. She says, "I'm ready for a new adventure," which is scary to hear.
Yeah. Don't like it.
And, it ends with the captain saying, "God, I still have the best goddamn job in the world."
Yep. Oh, look, another fallen soldier. Can someone get these bottles out of here? There's too many fallen soldiers.
And a close. That brings us to the end of Below Deck Season 7. Yeah.
So next week we'll be back covering that reunion, which will be pretty interesting, I'm sure. And our next episode, we are going to tackle... The new Bravo show, Below Deck Sailing Yacht. Yep. So look forward to that. Look out for it in your feeds. And if you're wondering feeds, don't forget to subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Yep.
And the episodes will just come to you. They will arrive to you much like a penis cake on a charter.
Love you guys.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Cooler though as we head through the week across all areas. Have a good afternoon.
What's this? It's all right, Daddy's here. Come on. What's this?
You might be surprised to know that you can get de facto 5-star life insurance from Aviva from just £5 a month. Yep, thought so.
Don't put it off. Get a life insurance quote today. Direct at aviva.co.uk.
Night gathers, and my Now TV watch begins. It will not end until I have finished all 8 seasons of Game of Thrones. I shall take no spoilers, nor skip ahead. Instead, I will defend my house from eternal channel hopping. I am the watcher of brilliant shows like Chernobyl and The Wire. More than enough great TV to last even the longest winter. Your 7-day free trial awaits. To start your night's watch, simply search Now TV.
18 plus new entertainment customers only auto renews at $8.99 per month unless cancelled terms apply.